Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin our new week here on Political Coffee, talking about the political things of, well, your world, whether you like them or not, that really do impact your life. And we've got lots to talk about today. Plus some great emails to read. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. Oregon Firearms Federation sent out a press release. Well, an email message. And Dale, thank you for that. Along with a couple of other people. It's entitled, "And Now We Know." Well, now we know. We know, and there's a picture of a lady with a whole bunch of, well, cash in her hand, covering her face. Now we know why the Republicans in the House and the Senate don't want to walk out and shut down the Democrats' outrageous leftist agenda. It's an OPB story. About, well, it's called this. You'll love this. It's a budget experiment. Yes, that's what they call it. It's an Oregon budget experiment. It's all about buying Republican votes. That's what it is. And it's done a little differently than the way they normally do it. Plus, Corby this morning sent me an email. For those of you who don't want to take the vaccines, well, at least the Pfizer one anyway, there's a banned video that is on the InfoWars website from Alex Jones. This is from the 24th. And what's interesting is that puzzled German scientists are unable to determine the strange phenomenon they're witnessing at the microscopic level in the vaccine. Now, this might concern you a little bit, and we are going to talk about it. It gives you, I think, additional pause as to why. You want to be really careful about that. In the Gateway Pundit, by the way, is the Arizona judge who has been ruling on the Maricopa County lawsuits and the fact that this audit has begun. In fact, you can watch it live. All of that's on the Gateway Pundit. But the judge had to recuse himself, and I got actually a text message about this late yesterday afternoon from one of my friends in Arizona who is involved in this recall, or this recount, I should say, this audit. And she was wondering why, because the news was breaking and nobody was talking about it. Well, the judge has recused himself from the case, which is the right thing to do. Because he was notified that a lawyer who actually interned for that judge previously now works for the auditors. Now, while this is the right thing to do, the scary thing about it is, what does it mean for how they will be, well, how a judge who replaces them will rule as these things go forward? In fact, the Arizona Republican Party has filed motions of their own against the state Democrats, which have been trying to shut this whole thing down. It is ongoing. And by the way, there's another story on the Gateway Pundit that the FBI documents bombshell. It was a dump on Friday evening. An undisclosed entity in a heavily redacted document could have paid for Seth Rich's murder. It is highly probable that Seth Rich is the insider who made sure WikiLeaks got all of those emails about Hillary Clinton and that he was murdered for it. Who knows? We'll see. So now we know. We know why Republicans won't walk out in the Oregon legislature. Oregon Firearms Federation sent this out, and it is again based on the OPB article that is the Oregon Budget Experiment on a different way at buying votes to get out of the building. For those of you who don't remember, you know, when I served 8 years in the House of Representatives, back then we only had legislative sessions every other year. Constitution had not been changed at that time that I served. So at the end of the legislative session, you always keep about $50 million hanging around. That's what two Ways and Means chairman told me. You got to keep $50 million hanging around so you can buy votes to get out of the building. And it's called the Christmas tree bill. Everybody who votes for the bill, the final budget bill, gets a little gift. A little gift of pork for their district. That's the way it's normally done. Well, this time it's entirely different. In a rather stunning move, this is a story by Bradley Parks at OPB. Bradley writes in the second paragraph, but another move that helps smooth relationships in the Capitol has gotten little attention. Well, duh, because you guys don't talk about stuff like this until now. By the way, where was the Oregonian? Where's everybody else? Anyway, he continues. In an experiment that upends normal budgeting processes in Salem, Democratic leaders are now planning to let lawmakers personally dictate how millions of dollars in federal aid can be spent in their districts. Under the plan being put forward, he writes, by Senate President Peter Courtney and House Speaker Tina Kotek, $240 million in relief money from the recently passed American Rescue Plan Act would be separated from the normal jockeying for cash that comes in the biannual budgeting process. Rather than, or perhaps alongside, fighting to get funding for pet projects within their districts through more normal channels, which is the way it's normally done, each of Oregon's 90 lawmakers will be allotted a pot of money they can control. Every one of the state's 30 senators will have the authority to spend $4 million in federal funding as they see it. Every member of the 60-person House will get $2 million to control. The longest tenured lawmaker in state history, Peter Courtney, said he's never seen anything like the cash allotments he and Kotek are planning. A scenario that looks more like the oft-maligned federal earmarks than the normal budget process. But he said he's also never seen anything like the past 14 months. This is what he means there, is he's using the excuse of COVID, in essence, to say, well, we just got to do things differently because everybody's just been hurt by COVID and wildfires and blah, 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 blah. And the reality is, no, that's not what this is about. What this is about, my friends, Courtney's never seen anything like the last actually several years where Republicans have walked out in the Senate and shut down the Marxist leftist agenda of the Democrat Party. That's what he's really referring to. He won't say it, but that's what he really means. Because he knows that Republicans, at least some in the House and the Senate, are salivating like Pavlov's dog, you know, over the prospect of getting all this cash. Now, I can tell you that if I were still in the House and somebody offered me $2 million to spend in my district, however I wanted to spend it, I'd have to take that seriously. But not if it caused me to go against my principles of what is good government. And upending the constitutional rights, your God-given right to defend your family is not, or your God-given right to religious liberty, or your God-given right to not be overtaxed, destroying any ability of you to make a profit and live the American dream. All of that for a bunch of cash. So that's the genesis of the Oregon Firearms Federation piece. And I'm going to start reading it to you right now. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. From the off press release. And I'll put all of this on the show plan, both on the Facebook page and it'll be up on the podcast page under Political Coffee at KSLM.news. Off writes this: as Oregonians watch their state descend into a hellhole of mindless lockdowns, business failure, skyrocketing suicide rates, and unchecked and condoned mob violence, many have wondered how this could happen. How could the Republicans, who were elected to stand up to this madness, roll over again and again and allow the left to ram through policies guaranteed to bankrupt small business owners, eliminate freedom of speech and assembly, steal people's property, and crush the spirit of our children? And now, of course, turn the most law-abiding criminals, Oregonians, into criminals. Senate Bill 554, which passed out of the House Rules Committee, will send Oregonians to prison for going to an airport, visiting their child's school, or daring to enter the Capitol building where Antifa and Black Lives Matter rioters are welcome. It will hold gun owners responsible for crimes committed with guns that were stolen from them, and prohibit you from allowing your trained 17-year-old daughter from protecting herself when you are not home. And right, don't be confused by the section that talks about lawful self-defense. That still does not allow your minor child to have access to a firearm. And rational Oregonians scratched their heads and Googled moving vans, right? The answer to the Republican sellout finally became clear. And to everyone's astonishment, not really. It was all about money. $4 million for senators, $2 million for House reps. Money from the benevolent hand of the feds, yes, your money, to do with as they blank well pleased. Really, sending a bunch of hillbilly gun owners to prison and neutering the police is a pretty small price to pay for that kind of loot. This was a deal made by the Democrats to buy off the Republicans and get them to stick around and stick it to you. And according to the House Republican leader, Christine Drazen, quote, it was important. But I also think that the important thing is we figured out ways that we could work together generally. It happened to be one where we could find some agreement, unquote. Yeah, you generally get agreement when people are offering you boatloads of cash. The off press release continues. Yes, working together suddenly became a lot more attractive when you're handed a large pile of cash with almost no rules. Now, there's more, and I'll get into it as we go along here. Now, the truth is known. It was all about cash. So if you want to spend your money somewhere, why don't you spend it with Wilsonville Auto Repair? We'll get to that on the other side of the break. They're a great new advertiser to this show, Wilsonville Mr. T, MileX.com. Back in a moment at 620. Don't go away.
Come on and sing my song all night long. Oh, all night long. Yes, all night long. Yeah. All night long.
Yeah. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 22 minutes past top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. By the way, there's another interesting bill. There's an Oregon bill. And by the way, thanks, Melissa, for sending this to me. It's called IP13. It's like the Colorado Pause Act. What it does, the Democrats intend to end animal agriculture seeks to criminalize animal husbandry practices. Sponsored by a group called End Animal Cruelty to create a sanctuary state for animals. It's an initiative. And it wouldn't ban animal agriculture entirely, nor would it abolish the sale of meat, leather, or fur in Oregon. But the livestock would have to die of natural causes before it could be used for food production, or forced impregnation of livestock would be outlawed. The violators could face criminal prosecution. Livestock would have to die of natural causes before it could be used for food production. This is the insanity of the left, folks. I mean, it really is. Just kind of stunning. Wouldn't you say? Yeah, I would say. So anyway, this is the kind of nuttiness that winds its way into legislation that Republicans like Fred Girard and the other five rhinos refuse to stop. Why? Because they've been bought off. I continue with the Oregon Firearms Federation press release about this, or post, but I want to finish Wilsonville Auto Repair, which is Mr. Transmission Mile X. It is this great shop up in Wilsonville owned by Bob and Cammy Bauer. And they do more than just transmission repair. That's what they specialize in. In fact, if you go to their website, which is WilsonvilleMrTMileX.com, you'll see they have got a $200 off certificate if you need to have your transmission rebuilt. But they do a lot of other things. And they treat women, especially women, with respect when they come in to have their car just looked at. In fact, they'll do a free performance check on a lot of the aspects of your car, but they do a lot of other things too. You can check it out on their website. Again, it's Wilsonville Auto Repair, just up the freeway from Salem here. And the website is WilsonvilleMrTMileX.com. So, you gotta love the folks they just don't hold anything back, and that's good. They're very Trumpian. I kind of like that. Peter Courtney is quoted again here in the article and the OPB article. The Democrat Senate president said, quote, "We decided to shoot the moon. Shoot Pluto." He loves guns, doesn't he? That was my iteration. He continues, "These are the times that require these kinds of daring, risky actions." it's daring. It's daring to offer your Republicans who would normally walk out and shut down your leftist agenda, it's daring to offer them lots of money to keep them in the building so you can pass your radical leftist agenda. They continue here. And blank, if all it takes to get Republicans to sell out the people who elected them is a bunch of money from the Fed, then why the heck not? Peter does not like shooting generally, but some interplanetary target practice with the money from Washington ain't so bad. It would explain the rude and dismissive responses from Fred Girard's office when gun owners called asking if he would stand up for their rights. $4 million is a nice sum for a guy whose house burned down in fires that exploded due to demented Democrat forest policy. It would explain why House reps like Bill Post, who never missed an opportunity to have his hand out to gun owners when he thought the money would increase his stature in the caucus, would use his Twitter feed to ridicule gun owners and mock a recall effort. Quote, "These are not Republicans sending threats. They are gun guys who, for the most part, don't vote nor contribute to the party. They've never been active in the party," unquote, from Bill Post's Twitter feed. It would explain why Lynn Finley and Bill Hansel would abandon their constituents and expedite passage of Senate Bill 554. It would explain why appointed Senator Bill Kennemer would stick around after telling the people who chose him as a candidate he would walk out. It would explain why Christine Drazen, who led the House walkout last session, has reconsidered the wisdom of that successful strategy. That kind of money can certainly look like a lot of votes come election time if there's any Republicans left to vote for you after your policies force most of them to leave the state. And there you have it. The windfall of money from the feds, fleeced from the taxpayers, greases the skids to a new harmony in the Oregon legislature. And all it cost was freedom, dignity, and your rights. Go to the phones to Art. Art, I may have to hold you over, but what do you think about what Oregon Firearms Federation is saying here?
Well, Jeff, we knew how despicable the Democrats were. However, we truly hope that our fellow Republicans have integrity and also would do what's right for all Oregonians, all Republican Oregonians, not just what's going to benefit them, but obviously here, you know, they've drunk the Kool-Aid, and, you know, they have no fire in their belly to, and know the difference between right and wrong, and therefore, you know, this is happening, in our state. I'm sure our fellow Republican senators are probably running around with old Peter, you know, and patting each other on the back and, oh, see how great we are. These Republicans don't understand the repercussions and how far downhill they're going to allow the Democrats. Are we
going to
hold over, Jeff?
Yeah, hang on, and I'll get you on the other side, folks. Back in a moment. It's 6:30. What do you think about the sellout now that we know exactly how much money is being offered to every Republican to hang out? Every Democrat to pass their vote. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. All right, friends, we are back. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Political Coffee on a Monday. Talking about the, well, we know now about why Republicans, at least some Republicans, chose to stick around and let the Democrats pass their radical leftist agenda. The OPB story. Now, by the way, Rebecca sent me an email over the break. Said last night on Facebook, Bill Post wrote that the OPB story is fake news. Really? So they have quotes from Peter Courtney and Christine Drazen, and it's fake news? What part of it is fake, Bill? Maybe you should clarify that. But, you know, you want to call in? Great. Tell us what part of it is fake. Really? Would love to know. So before we go back to Art, again, the number is 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Friends, I want to alert you to an opportunity for you to help a fellow patriot in need. Some of you may know who Christina Malimon is. She is a friend of mine. She's quite a beautiful young woman. She is a immigrant with her family from the former Soviet Union state of Moldova. She is a passionate patriot for America and a freedom fighter. Her and her mother were arrested, I've talked about this before, in Washington, D.C. on January 6th. Almost a mile away from the Capitol building, in the evening at the curfew time. And what was their arrest for? Praying in public. I'm not kidding you. They were arrested for a curfew violation and praying for public. They were then subsequently, a charge was added called unlawful entry. To what? An outside area around the reflecting pool, a mile away from the U.S. Capitol building? The riot was already over. They weren't even at the Capitol building ever the entire day, because she was in other meetings. They were at the Trump speech in the morning, but that was by the White House. So they were arrested. And Christina told me this story herself, that they, in fact, for 3 months now, have had trouble finding a lawyer, a private lawyer that has licensed to practice in Washington, D.C., that would take their case. They finally did. They found two of President Trump's lawyers from Pennsylvania. It's very expensive, folks. She has a give, send, go legal defense fund. It's entitled the Christina Mollymon Legal Defense Fund. It's created by her friend Sarah Campbell. Now, give, send, go is not like GoFundMe. Give, send, go is the number one Christian free crowdfunding site. You will see, if you go to give, send, go, it's all one word, .com. Scroll down. And I have this up on my Facebook page. I put it up yesterday and I'll put it in the show plan today. But just, search at givesendgo.com for Christina, that's spelled with a K, Christina Mollymon, M-A-L-I-M-O-N, Legal Defense Fund. You'll see that I posted a $100 donation yesterday, and then I put it on my Facebook page, and somebody an hour later, who was an anonymous donor, and you can do that if you want, also contributed $100. So they have a goal of $50,000. They've raised not quite $1,000 yet. Not only can you contribute to the Legal Defense Fund for this unjust prosecution and arrest, for praying, folks, not only can you contribute, but the cool thing about Give, Send, Go is that you can also pray. You literally can write a prayer. So you can let Sarah Campbell, Christina Mollymon's friend, know that you, in fact, are praying for Christina and her mother, because they were both imprisoned overnight. In fact, they still haven't got a lot of their personal effects back. They have a hearing coming up on June 10th. So I want you to consider helping Christina Mollymon and her mother defend themselves against an unjust arrest and prosecution, not even close to the Capitol, for praying in public. Go to givesendgo.com. Again, it's Christina with a K, Mollymon. You'll see a very lovely picture of her standing in front of one of the federal buildings, dressed in black, one of her favorite colors. All right, back to Art. Art, I wanted to let you finish up your thoughts here.
Crying out loud, Jeff. Well, this is what happens when you get a bunch of bureaucrats instead of statesmen, and all these Republicans who are running to the feed trough, and are greedy. Here's how I see it, Jeff. That money was allocated to the state for COVID relief, and that's what it should be spent on. It should be spent equally, no matter what. And if our Republican turncoats had the guts to fight for what's right, then things would be happening correctly. But no, not our turncoats. They're going to run to the trough and slop up all the pork instead of fighting and doing what's right with this COVID relief fund. I think this is illegal, and I don't know how we handle it, but we need to hold these bureaucratical people who probably should have been term limited so they wouldn't have gotten drunk for power and money, you know, because that's what happens when you get involved. So we need to keep fighting. We need to be exposing and showing our fellow Oregonians, because I don't want my senator dictating where he prefers the money to go. I want him to be distributing it where it's going to do the most good and help the most people. But that's not what they're doing, Jeff.
No, it isn't. And this is now in regards to what gives you a sense as to why you think that this particular method of doling out the money is illegal?
Well, it's supposed to be evenly distributed, and it should be, you know, not what Fred wants. It's what his people and his constituents and his area needs. I mean, this is, he shouldn't be able to do it.
He would argue though, in all sincerity, he would argue that he is doing that because he's put in his request, it was $72 million. He's only going to get $4 million to spend as a senator. And that'll be interesting, by the way, Art, how he's going to decide how to divvy that up. But he would say that the projects he's put in are at the request. One of them is for the Sweet Home Water Project. One of them's for, I think, Mill City specifically. And then there's this whole big $50 million that he wanted for up the canyon. So he would say that he's doing this on behalf of his constituents, and they're arguing that it is being equal because every House member is getting $2 million and every senator, Republican or Democrat, is getting $4 million. They would argue that it's legal.
We're going to get anyway, Jeff, and the Democratic Party is extorting their votes. And so, you know, that's the angle where I'm coming from, Jeff. It's just like, I'm not thinking of an instance, but it isn't right. And I don't think it's legal because they're allowing themselves, they're doing these things, you know, in order to get the money that they would have already gotten, if things were done right with this COVID relief money. Now, I'm glad he's doing projects, that'll be good for his district. However, at the price we all have to pay for it, in this instance, is wrong. We're having to give up.
Yes, it is.
Rights, et cetera, et cetera. It's
yeah, you're right,
Mark. Jeff.
Thank you. I got to let you go, friend. I really appreciate
God bless,
it. And you're right. It's the price to pay. Price to pay for the $2 million that Bill Post is getting, which he says is fake news, which Fred Girard is getting, which is $4 million, which apparently isn't fake news. The price to pay for that is what? It's your liberty. What's that worth? Your God-given right to defend yourself in a grocery store that happens to be next to a public building where now concealed carry is off limits. Back in a moment. Thank you, Dale, for asking about the link to Christina Mollimon's legal defense fund. If you want it, folks, I'll send it to you by email.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes to the top of the hour. Freedom Heating and Air is another one of those great sponsors of ours. We're grateful that they are with us. Check them out on the web, freedomheatingandair.net. I know it's going to be cool for a few days, but then we're going to get into some hot weather. You know, that air conditioning system is not keeping up. You really need to talk to Freedom Heating and Air. freedomheatingandair.net. They've got great discounts for veterans and for seniors. freedomheatingandair.net. So there is, by the way, this other disturbing story from InfoWars. The headline is disturbing. Vaccine zoomed with microscope appears to show, get this, living cells organisms mixed in with the vaccine. Laboratory footage of what is alleged to be Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine shows puzzled German scientists debating what exactly they're looking at under the microscope, as apparently organisms separate from the viral particles are discovered. It's not clear to me what we see here, one scientist said. And by the way, you can watch the video. A colleague asks, so this is the content from Pfizer's vaccine? Yes, this is from Pfizer, yes. Adding that all the little dots floating around in the cells with a nucleus, leading him to wonder what their purpose was. Wow. But you don't know what it is yet, the colleague asks. No, it could be Morgellon, whatever the heck that is too. Referring to what a National Institute of Health study calls a skin condition characterized by the presence of multicolored filaments that lie under or embedded in or project from the skin. Yikes. Just the fact that scientists are looking at this vaccine under the microscope and there's stuff floating around in there, living cells and organisms that they can't identify. Yeah. It would give me pause. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk lines. Go to Rich. Rich, good morning. How are you today?
Morning. What was that bill on that? I got two things. One, what was the bill number on that crazy animal thing?
Well, it's not a bill number. It's actually going to be an initiative petition. And it is initiative petition number. Let me get back to the other email. Yeah, you can find it on the Secretary of State's website, and it is IP13.
Okay. IP13. Got it. And the two ladies that got arrested for doing nothing in Washington, D.C., what was that?
Yes.
What was that GoFundMe again?
It is. It's not GoFundMe. It's Give, Send, Go. All one word. GiveSendGo.com.
GiveSendGo.com. Got it.
GiveSendGo.com. And it is Christina with a K, Malimon, M-A-L-I-M-O-N.
Okay. Had an interesting conversation with a nice couple in the store this weekend. And they're, it doesn't matter what Biden does, did, doesn't matter what the Democrats did, all they know is that Trump was evil, and that whatever Biden does is what needs to be done, and they only listen to CNN, so.
Wow. So, how did that make you feel when they shared that with you?
I know you'll find this hard to believe, but I was speechless.
Yeah, that is hard to believe.
And when I asked him, I said, well, we started on the grandkids having to wear masks on the baseball field and no masks when they're playing basketball.
Right, right.
And that's kind of how it started. And it's just bizarre, the mentality of people that they, you know, I said, well, do you know how many people have died from election year virus? And they're almost exactly on the right number, which surprised the heck out of me. And the other thing was, they didn't care about the 47,000 died. Well, they're going to die anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's interesting.
That part right there is where I went to the speechless mode. It's like, whoa. So it's okay if they died from accidents because they're going to die anyway. No. So how did you know that? That's what I should have said. But when they started on Trump's kids saying all the evil things they've done, I said, well, name them. What'd they do? And they shut up then. And then I said, well, these stimulus packages, you know, we're getting less than 8% of it, and all the rest of it's going overseas. I says, what's with that? I thought the stimulus package was to get the United States back online. So why are we giving money to communist countries? And they had no answer for that. Well, Biden says it's okay. You know, that's all they came up with. And then they had no problem with kids wearing masks. They thought it was sad, but that's what needs to be done. I said, well, how do you know they're the least susceptible to the virus? Well, Kate knows what to do. And I'm going, really?
Right.
So once they
Rich,
came up
thank
with,
you, brother.
It's sad.
It is sad.
Thank you.
It's stunning, actually. I can understand why you were speechless. Rich, thank you. Great story. Before we go to Glenn quickly, ProBioscience, friends, makes fantastic CBD products. If you want natural pain relief or you want to sleep better naturally without drugs, try CBD. You can. And it won't make you high. Go to pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. That is the website. If you buy any of their great products online, use the discount code SHOWERS. You get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
Yeah, Jeff, the microorganisms in the atomic structures that the other scientists, as well as many of them in India, and now look at India, the situation they're in, but they have a border. They have a border with China. And I've already said a year ago, that this is far more than what we think because they can change the recipes, and that's what they're doing. And they're adapting to different areas. Even, look, Japan is not that far, and they've got a new outbreak. And India is in serious trouble because they're getting across the border with what would be the experimentations from the original recipes being changed. And changing the microorganisms. I don't know how we fight it. It's beyond the money we have. It's almost beyond prayer. Because then they can control entire nations by, how they change and alter all of these, not only on the microorganism level, but also on the electronic mechanism and the electromagnetics of both the serums coming into the vaccines and how they affect the electromagnetic waves in the body.
You know, and they do. There's lots of things that do that, and it is a part of science that in biology that needs to be studied further. Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it. Friends, thank you for joining us today. Deeply appreciate each and every one of you. Check out Eric Gazer, Righteous Renovations. If you're looking for a contractor that actually you can trust to do a great job, righteousrenovations.com. See you tomorrow.